All right, ladies and gentlemen, Shantae Moore is still with us in the studio. You're stunning.
You're so sweet.
You are. No, I'm actually not. But I'm actually not.
Well, you're being sweet to me.
Yeah. I bet that happens a lot, too.
Oh, my God.
Your first album, do you know that I should sue you for child support for that?
Oh, I should sue a lot of people. I should actually get money for that because I got a lot of kids named after me and some moments that were pretty.
The perfect album to be young and starting out. It was like it's indelibly imprinted in our relationship.
Oh,
it's dope.
I'm so glad.
Do you find music is different now?
Oh yeah, everything is different. The music industry is different.
Why?
It stopped being about music. It stopped being about CDs and albums and whole bodies of work. It's about singles. Everybody's throwing up stuff so fast. If you don't put something out in 6 months, I heard my son say, "Oh, that he ain't put out a record. I don't know. It's been like 6 months. I ain't heard. He can even put something new out." I'm like, dude, it used to be every 2 years.
Right.
Now it's every 2 months.
Well, because it's short attention.
They need.
It's not even short attention span. We have a voracious appetite for content. You think, Jasmine? I mean, like artists, the artists that I can't imagine that these group of these millennials, this generation, can have are connected to the artists like we were because they seem so transitory. They so transient. What do you think, Sandra?
No, I totally agree. But I also think that they want what they want right now. So I think, you know, back in the day, it really was about the mystery. It was about, you know, singing and being romantic. But now they're like, no, give it to me now. Give it to me now. Bend over now. Give
on
it to me now.
On the counter in the middle of the
club.
Yeah.
What? And it's not even sexy, but that's what they like.
Well, you got a song like that.
What?
Well, which with one? The one time I give it the Jasmine is the one you play for me. I just what was the song?
Lately?
Like, I love
it's a new one. No, it's not called Lately.
What is it called?
No,
the one
not
what you're talking about. Like
no. It's Something to Remember Me By.
Yeah.
Me
oh, yeah.
That's dope.
Yes,
that's my
I
man
love
shoes.
That song.
I can play by my man.
Yes. Something to Remember Me By. They'll make you late
you
for work.
Dope album.
What you got on? Don't Thank worry
you.
About it.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing.
Oh, goodness gracious. But that was that seemed one thing I love about artists. Is that they evolve, obviously.
Yeah.
And that was a song, that was a kind of a love letter, a nasty love letter. I like it. A freaky love letter. But it shows your involvement as an artist, as a woman.
I think it's about being comfortable in my own skin, in my own place where I am right now, you know. And I've been, you know, I've been known to be married a couple times.
Yeah.
And what I love.
Look at Kadeem Hardison. So what?
What I love though, just a time or two. But what I've learned, shut up. What I've learned is
he had to put his video game down. What is she saying right now?
No, but speaking of that, let me tell you about that. What's funny is that I'm doing a show this Wednesday here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's called The Chronicles of Love, Chapter 1.
All right.
And I am talking about my love life.
What is it? Here's the thing. You were like an ingenue, like one of them dope chicks that everybody always wanted. And I'm serious. Like when you was with Kadeem, I wanted to kill stuff.
You know what? He was so charming.
Really?
And
I'm charming, damn it. I was charming.
I didn't meet you. I didn't know you then.
I got flip up glasses. I got all that. Hey, we got more with Shantae Moore.
What?
Get it? More with Shantae Moore?
More
with Shantae Moore.
We get it. We make the connection. Thank you so much.
On the DL Hughley Show.
The D.L. Hughley Show has America talking.
So do you think that perceptions exist based on people's skin tone?
I'm dark, and I know I look good. Not being funny. Light-skinned people wrinkle up easy and quick. Dark-skinned people, our skin hole, we look
dumb. Don't miss a minute of the D.L. Hughley Show.